I'm standing in the parking lot of the old ballpark. Directly in front of me is the faded sign that says Raywinder Field, home of the Arkansas Travelers. Today, though, it's faded quite a bit. Also, graffiti has been covered up on the sign. This ballpark has sat empty for 2 years now, since the Arkansas Travelers moved to a new ballpark in North Little Rock. Since then, there has been an ongoing debate about what to do with this property, but now Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola has unveiled a proposal which is getting a lot of support.
Today is really an opportunity to outline to you a proposed resolution to the Raywinder situation that allows for a win-win situation, allowing for growth of the zoo, as well as additional land for the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
The mayor's plan divides the property, with the Little Rock Zoo getting 3 acres of what is mostly parking areas, and UAMS getting the rest, including the stadium itself. Each had applied to take the entire property, which Mayor Stodola called a tough decision.
As you know, on these two applications, both of them present to the city compelling reasons on why they each should have an opportunity to have Raywinder Field. Obviously, from a standpoint of the zoo, the issue of recreation, the fact that it brings in 300,000 people to the zoo each year, and then of course UAMS. We should not at all take for granted the fact that it is a tremendous economic engine in our city. It employs over 10,000 people. Its growth is likewise equally compelling and equally important.
The proposal to split the property was supported by the leaders of both entities. George Mallory is chairman of the zoo's Board of Governors.
There is no doubt as this proceeds, this is a win-win situation. Certainly that 3 acres is great property for the expansion of the zoo, and we can incorporate that into our master plan and move forward with that.
Dr. Dodd Wilson is chancellor of UAMS.
I'm very happy about what's happening today.
Under the proposal, UAMS would get the chunk of land that includes the 77-year-old stadium.
What are we going to use it for? Well, you know, people want to play baseball in it. They can play baseball in it for a while if they fix it up. It'd be a big rehab to fix it up right now. If not, we'll probably tear it down. And there are some parts that can be used there. There are lots of good seats. You can give those seats to somebody else. They're aluminum seats. They're not going to rust. There are light poles. And if some stadium or football field for a high school wants that, they could have it. There's a scoreboard that's a nice scoreboard. So there are a number of things that could be done, I think, that to use part of that. But most of it would just be torn down. There's lots of toxic paint in there, lead-based paint. It would require a huge rehab to make it work.
Because the land is jointly owned between the city and state, it will take several approvals. Two resolutions related to it will go before the Little Rock Board of Directors today. The boards of both the zoo and UAMS will also have to approve the arrangement, which will be contingent on how final details are worked out. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Hiplin.